And now Perasha, it talks about the mitzvah of tzedakah in a few places. In Perek Yudalet Pasuk Chav Bet, it talks about the mitzvah of ma'aser. Aser ta'aser et kol tevuat zar'echa ha'yotze asadeh shana shana. Further on, it talks about the mitzvah of if a person sees a poor person in one of the communities, the pasuk writes, "Lo te'ametz et lebabecha, ve'lo tekpotz et yadecha ma'achicha ha'evyon," which literally means the Torah is telling us you shall not harden your heart or close your hands against your destitute brother. Ki patoach tiftach et yadecha lo. Instead, you should open your hands and give him or lend him the required amount. The question the Mefarshim ask over here, what does it mean, this double language? It says, lo tikpotz et yadecha, you shouldn't close your hand, ki patoach tiftach, but open your hand. Now that's obvious. The pasuk could have just told us initially, give the money, open your hand and give. What do you mean? Don't close, but open. So the Mefarshim explained over here a very strong musar. One of the reasons why a person might be hesitant in order to give tzedakah is because he wants to hold on to his money. He wants to retain it. Subconsciously, he might think that he's able to take his money with him. And we know that, of course, that is the furthest thing from the truth. As a matter of fact, Hachamim tell us that every child is born, when he comes out of his mother's womb, with his fists clenched. His hands are closed. And that's a certain attitude that the child has in his depth, that he wants to acquire everything. His hands are closed, he wants to make acquisitions on the world, he has a certain aggressiveness in his nature, therefore his hands are closed and he wants everything to be his. But we know that after 120 years, before they inter a person in his final burial place, the Havra Kadisha opens a person's hands, and he dies with his hands open, to symbolize that for everything he took in this world, his hands are open, he's left with nothing. And that should be a great musar to a person in his life, that when he knows that at the end his hands are going to be opened and he's not going to have anything left, so he might as well give it away when he still can to get the mitzvah. And therefore the pasuk is saying like this, lo ta'amitz et lebabecha, do not harden your heart when it comes to the tzedakah, ve'lo tikpotz et yadecha, do not keep your hands closed. And you know what your incentive should be? Because in the future, your hands are going to be open. Which means on the day of death, your hands are going to be opened and you're not going to have anything left. And therefore, the patoach tiftach is not referring open your hands to the poor person. That already it said, don't close your hands. The patoach tiftach is referring to the one that's giving the charity. Your hands are going to be open. Kipatoach tiftach, they're going to open up your hands at the end of your life. And therefore, that reminds a person that you can't take anything with you. So therefore, you might as well give it away where you still have a chance. It has been said that there hasn't been a shrouds that has pockets. To show again that a person, when he goes, there is no ability to take it with him. And that's the mitzvah of the tzedakah. Last but not least, the Torah comes and tells us on these words, Ki patoach tiftach, the ta'amim are dargat tibir. Ki patoach tiftach. So the Gaon of Vilna learns from here a story in the Gemara that's told of a rabbi that fell down the steps. So, and he hurt himself. So somebody asked him, he says, why would God do this to me? So the rabbi told him, were you offered this morning a mitzvah to give tzedakah and you didn't give it? He says, yeah, there was a poor guy, he asked for tzedakah, but I didn't give him. He says, that's why that happened to you. Because if a person doesn't give tzedakah, it says as if he worships Avodah Zarah. And the punishment of Avodah Zarah is stoning. And therefore, you fell down the steps and you landed on your head, it's like you got stoned to death. So the Gaon Mevilna said, Where is this alluded to in the Torah, this story? So he said, Kipatoah tiftach, the ta'amim are dargah tibir. Dargah is the step. Tibir means broken. Dargah tibir, the step broke. Why? If you want to ensure that you don't fall or get damaged, Chas v'shalom, if you want to protect the dargah tibir, the step from breaking a person, from putting himself in physical danger, so you see there's another benefit of the tzedakah. The tzedakah not only benefits the poor person, but it benefits the person that is giving. How much money do we spend on insurance in order to protect ourselves, to protect our assets, to protect our homes, to protect our life? Here the Torah is giving us another way we can protect ourselves financially and healthy by giving the tzedakah.